It is a Friday. We're heading into the weekend, and Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder here. I can't tell you how many texts, emails, and Facebook posts we have gotten trying to find out how this person is doing.
Yes.
Do you have an appropriate introduction?
No, because I can't remember his name.
Steve Bertrand, everybody has been worried about you, concerned, wondering when you're coming back, and we thought we want people to know before the weekend starts. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. That's so nice to hear. I got a lot of Facebook notices and cards and everything, and I feel every one of them, and I just appreciate it so much. And you know, I'm coming along. It's getting better.
And you had a surgery. The surgery went well.
Yeah, I had surgery a week ago on Wednesday, and basically not to bore people too much, but you know, my sternum was pressing into my heart, so they had to rearrange everything. So they had to pull some stuff out and put some stuff back in. And so now it's just a matter of getting used to the new living arrangements for everything. And once I get my, it kind of hurts to laugh. So
oh, okay, sorry.
Don't make Steve laugh, Wendy. Watch a Kevin Hart movie. You won't laugh at all. I'm sorry, Steve.
But see, your heart's too big. That's what the problem
is. Your heart is too big. You're too big of a hearted human being.
But so
I feel good. My stamina is not great, but it's just a matter of building that up and everything. And I'm watching a lot of Netflix, listening to you guys, and I can't wait to be back with you. Hopefully, sometime next week.
We miss you tremendously.
Already?
Steve.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sharon really wants me out of the house.
Oh, all right.
I know, but we thought we were going to be without you for quite some time, several weeks, so it's really good to hear you're making a great recovery, although painful, I understand.
Yeah, it's okay. Veronica sounds pretty comfortable there doing the news.
She's good.
Doesn't help the recovery that much.
Right. Yep, we get that. Steve, how common is this problem that you had? You said your sternum was rubbing up against your heart. Is that a common thing?
It's not, I don't think it's too uncommon, and a lot of people have the surgery when they're younger. I actually had the surgery when I was 9, but it didn't work, so it's pretty rare to have it redone, especially when you're older. So in that sense, it was actually it was rarer than I thought.
Really?
I didn't realize it was as rare, and then until all of a sudden these more and more doctors came to check out how it was going and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Look at this case.
Yeah.
Look at this freak show.
People are like, well, we wanted to see how this one went because we haven't really seen many of these. But, you know, I was at Evanston North Shore, and I'm telling you, they were just great. I'm thinking of getting sick again really soon.
Oh,
so
good.
I can go back.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, the food was great. The service was wonderful. The pillows got to be a little sticky, but...
You should work a deal with Bertrand Travel, Steve, where people travel with you, but they get to eat, they start and end the trip. They're at the hospital in the commissary.
There's like a youth hostel. We could have a tourist hospital.
That would be fantastic.
All right, so let me ask you something. They had to rearrange things because your sternum was pressing in on some of your organs. Did they put did they make your chest cavity bigger? Did they put make your rib cage bigger with prosthetics or something?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't really want to get into it too much.
I mean, I'm just intrigued by this. You don't have to. I just was wondering.
Well, they just pulled out the sternum and then put some reinforcements behind it that will hold it out for a while.
That's amazing
what they can do.
I mean,
it is
seriously.
Amazing. It is. It really is.
Yeah. It's actually what's cool is, and really, this sounds like a Kathy and Judy Christmas letter, that's not what I want, but... it's like the bracing behind it used to be a metal pin, and now it's actually something that will dissolve after time. So it's not even something they'll have to go in and take out again. It just will.
Oh, that's good.
Right, eat itself away.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So that is good.
Modern technology.
Bill, wait. We're talking with Bill Leff. This has got to be killing him. So let's talk about something else.
No, I've been just as worried as anybody. I want you 100%. I'm just glad you're coming back so soon. That's great. At first, Steve, weren't the first talks that you might miss 3 or even 4 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's how long has it been? Has it been 10 days?
Just under 2 weeks. Yeah, about 10 days.
Yeah, honestly, my goal was to come back and do the business lunch on Monday, but I realized today that it just wasn't realistic. It's just not. I'm not.
Don't push it, because then it would be worse if you came back and then had to take more time off.
Right.
Just plan it out.
Right.
This is my favorite text. Thanks for the update. Glad to hear Bill is doing well. Looking forward to his return.
I'm feeling much better.
Well,
I am.
You know, Wendy, you'll like this. When I get back, what I did is I had a close-up shot of every needle entry point in my body.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to show Bill one new one each day.
I can't look at that.
He will faint.
I
will
down.
Get into it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, we've had so many people, honestly, every day, Steve, somebody has been texting. And then when we return after the business lunch, there have been various people trying to fill your shoes. And everybody wants to know how you are. So we thought going into the weekend, they should know how Steve Bertrand is doing.
Well, it's nice. I'm doing much better, and I'm getting better every day, and I can't wait to be back with you guys all every day.
Steve, I went to all your classes, and I got your homework, so I've been bringing that
Did
to
you?
Your house, yes.
Have you been, you haven't been licking my stickers, have you?
Is that code?
It's not important.
All right, 815, so glad to hear from Steve. 773, best wishes to Steve for a speedy recovery. Hope he gets well soon. I'm a big fan of his.
Thank you very much. It's been, I mean, really, so many people on Facebook, and I read them all, and it just really helps a lot. So I really appreciate that.
And finally, I was wondering this morning what happened to Steve. Best wishes to him. He is beloved.
Yes, I told you.
Beloved.
Who wrote that?
Everyone listening?
312.
I've been gone for 2 weeks, and she's just now noticing.
And Steve, by your plaque on the WGN Walk of Fame, there are thousands upon thousands of just small teddy bears. I don't know who puts them out there every morning, but it's amazing how many teddy bears are out there.
Can I tell you, I think that some members of my family thought I didn't make it because a couple of my aunts came up here yesterday with enough food for a funeral.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Oh, no.
My kitchen is filled with noodles and cream puffs and...
What time do you want us there? We'll
come
over this weekend.
We can come by after the show.
Yeah, come on over. We're serving.
All right. It sounds good. Steve, rest. Okay. Don't overdo it, for heaven's sakes. Just rest and take care of yourself. And if you need anything, we're here for you. You know that.
Well, Bill's here for
you. I'm here for you. Wendy isn't as much.
I appreciate it. I really do. It's great to talk to you.
We miss you. We can't wait to see you again.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Later, Bertrand.
Bye-bye.
See, he remembered us.
I was worried
sure.
He wasn't going to remember me.
I didn't think
me.
He would remember us, but he did.
I love that guy. And really, he had some serious surgery.
Yes, he did.
So for him to come back so quickly
just
shows you he's strong like bull.
He is strong
ox
like bull.
Ox or bull, which
like
is it?
Both.
All right.
And we told him, we said, Steve, you need the surgery done, and you need to have it done by doctors, because he was not going to use doctors, and you and I talked him into that, and I think that was a good idea. I think he's better. All right, we'll take a quick break and then a lot more show, Bill and Wendy on WGN.